You're listening to Homer and Tony on 94.5 ESPN. Just got
He's the Hall of Famer. Do you think George Carl knows who this music is by? Tony, what do you think? Does George Carl know who's doing this song? There is no way. George Carl, celebrating his 91st birthday today, joins the program. It is his birthday.
Happy birthday, Coach.
Happy birthday, Coach.
Wow. Thank you, guys. I do not know who that is.
Yeah. You're not 91. I would say.
Homer doesn't know either.
No, Coach. I'm 68. I'll be 69. I'm guessing you got to be older than me. You're 70-something. How old are you?
Today I am 72.
Well, congratulations. Tony asked me if you were a better player than your kid, and I said, hell yes. Ain't even close. He played at North Carolina. All right, some fathers are hesitant to say that and like to show respect to their kid, even though they were way better. You were way better than your kid, correct?
At the moment in my life, I was probably better than my kid. But basketball blew up from the 73 till my son was playing in 2003. My kid was a better player than me, but I was a better player at the time of my life.
I got you. All right, yeah, good. Nicely done. The game has developed. So if you had played when your kid had played, he would have been better than you.
I would think so. But, again, players today have more luxuries than we had back then.
Yeah, you played at North Carolina. You had to be one of the elites in the country to get a scholarship to North Carolina, right?
I was highly recruited.
Your kid didn't get no offer in North Carolina. There's no way.
Coach's birthday. Why are you talking about his kid?
Because I want the truth. George Carl is a man of truth.
Trying to celebrate a birthday here.
Kobe was a pretty good player now.
Okay.
Kobe would have made the pro game in the 70s, but he was sat on the bench a couple years when he graduated from college.
All right. Now, yes.
He would have made the pro game back when I was playing.
As a matter of fact, before the Hall of Famer gets mad at me, the reason I'm calling you is so that you can announce that your son, Kobe, is a candidate for the job as the new head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, because everybody's announcing every day that the Bucks have asked for permission to talk to these people. Would he be a good coach for the Milwaukee Bucks right now? Sell your son on being the next coach of the Milwaukee Bucks.
I think he's ready. What I like about Kobe over hiring an assistant coach, he's been a head coach for 5 or 6 years. And I don't care how much an assistant coach does, that one seat over is so much more different than being an assistant coach. And I think guys that have sat in the G League and they've been moved up to the head job in the NBA, have done a really good job. The guy in Oklahoma City has done a really, really good job. I mean, the CBA produced Maurice Cheeks, Flip Saunders, Bill Musselman, myself, Phil Jackson. There's a history of minor league coaches who move up to the NBA, have a lot of success. And I really believe that rhythm of doing it that way makes a lot more sense than thinking an assistant coach can be a head coach.
Does he coach like you or not?
I think he coaches offense like me. I think his defense, I've always wanted to be more physical defensively, but conceptually he's good. And emotionally and in the locker room, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but it's true. Kobe Carl coaches like Phil Jackson. He's very emotional. He's very spiritual. And he communicates today so well with young players. And I think that, to me, is so powerful. A guy that can motivate and also be demanding. And Kobe has shown that. In the last 2 years, there's 4 championships in the G League. There's one in December, and one at the end of the year. Four. He's been in three of the finals and has won two of them. And it's not easy to coach in the G League. Players are going up and down. Players don't want to be there sometimes. So your ego management and attitude adjustment is very similar to kind of coaching in the NBA. But you have a lot of situations that you got to communicate. And Kobe right now communicates at a high, high level.
Talking with George Karlaftis's birthday today. He's promoting his son to be the next coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. That's why I called him. And now, what's the one thing you would tell the Bucks owners? I don't know how often they listen to our show, George, but what's the one thing? You got 60 seconds with the Bucks owners and or their GM to convince them to hire your son. What are you going to tell them in that 30 to 60 seconds? Take it away.
Well, Kobe has great pedigree. He's been tutored by Del Harris, Rick Majerus, myself, Phil Jackson. He has many friends in the NBA. He sat in the locker room as a young kid for many years, talking to players. He played in the NBA. He played in Europe. He's coached in the G League. He's coached in as an assistant in the G League. He has served his time so much better than all the people that are just assistant coaches. His demeanor is first class. He's a communicator. He's a loyal gym rat that will go in the gym and spend all the time necessary to make young players better and veteran players connect with him and his team. He is also a great person. He cares about us. I wish I handled my family life, but as he has a great family. He has great balance to his life. And I just hope he gets a chance someday.
Talking with George Kyle, it seems to me you are very proud of your son.
I love being, I mean, I was with him the G League finals and semifinals, and they play a single elimination tournament for the first two rounds, and then they play a best out of three tournament to win it. And I spent all that time with him, and I saw him do a hell of a job. I mean, if anybody wants to look if Kobe can coach, go watch the G League finals and semifinals and quarterfinals this year, and you'll see a guy that knows what he's doing.
And my last question.
And I am very proud of him.
If they offered you the job, would you take it?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's thinking about it.
Yes, say yes, George. Come on. You still.
He's thinking.
You believe you could win a championship with Giannis. That's what I think you believe. Am I right?
No question.
Yeah.
Giannis is, I think so many things about what happened in Milwaukee, a little bit goes to the roster construction and a little bit to the coaching, a little bit to the players. Kind of had down in the first round. I didn't think Holiday played great. Giannis, of course, was up and down. I think Milwaukee should stabilize very quickly. And I think whoever gets that job will be very close to winning a championship very quickly next year.
Always a treat, George. No one knows who's going to win it this year. I'd like the Lakers make a little money. They have a sports book now, Potawatomi. Help me, George. Who's going to win the NBA title?
If you had to bet today, you better bet the Denver Nuggets.
No.
The Denver Nuggets right now are playing the best game. They're playing with the most confidence and the best superstar committed to winning a championship. I think right now Jokic is a better player than LeBron. I hate to say this. I think he's a better player than Steph, and I think he's a better player than Embiid. The only team I fear right now is Boston, and I think they're messed up. I don't know what's going on in Boston, but I don't like their vibe, even though I like their roster and I like their talent.
All right, George, I'm heading to Potawatomi. I don't know how much I'm going to put on. I'm taking the Denver Nuggets to win the NBA title. And you know why I'm doing that? Because if they don't win, I have someone to blame.
Coach,
okay,
I
have no problem with that.
Coach, I got an idea about what's wrong with Boston.
Did you ever play for George? You never played for them. No.
Do you think that they don't have they're not sure about the pecking order over there? It seems like Brown battles Tatum for trying to be the guy sometimes.
Tony, how many teams in the NBA could you say that about?
Not many. Well, depends.
There's some order on bad teams.
Yeah, on bad teams. Yeah,
but I mean, on good.
But I'm talking about on good teams. So Denver, typically you don't see that.
And Denver, everybody know who the man is, right?
Correct.
Exactly. Yeah. But I think I think an epidemic on pecking order in the NBA.
Oh.
I think there's an epidemic between management and coaches being told who to play and who they want to play. And I think it's confusing to everybody in that locker room. And I think it's got to be cleaned up somehow. And I think a strong coach cleans that up. A coach that can communicate cleans that up. A coach that can be demanding but also appreciative of the great talent that he has. And right now, I think right now the NBA is plateaued in its development, even though they have great players all over the place. But, you know, sometimes I think we forget we play to win the championship. Coaches get fired because they don't win championships. But players aren't held accountable as much as coaches. Organizations and management isn't held accountable as much as they should be for roster construction and salary construction. There is a lot of reasons why teams fail, and it's not just only coaching.
You sound like Tony Smith. Mm-hmm. I wish to add that if your son gets to be named the head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, we will be at the press conference.
And I'll be a consultant for my son. I'll come back maybe and live in Milwaukee.
You mean you think he would hire you as a consultant?
You better hire me. I'll take him out of the trust fund if he doesn't.
All right. George, happy birthday, and thanks for giving us a little time.
Tom, you can hire me, too. George, I'll go with you.
Okay, guys. Enjoy. Have a good day.
You bet. Happy birthday to George Kyle. Think I should ask him for a job? You think George would hire me?
I'll be consultants with the Carls.
You'll be consultants with the Carls? You'll do that.
That would get me there, yeah.
All right. Next. Are you a better guesser? Caller 4-1-800-990-3776.